Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
If you have your Bible with you, will you please turn with me to one verse of the Bible? I ask that you stand with me if you're able to. Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse number 5. Thanks to all of the children that are here to celebrate their mothers. And those of you who are out of town live streaming, we appreciate everyone. The book is Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse number 5. Let me encourage you to pay close attention to every word your pastor have to say. Amen. Used to be able to impress people, but the Lord has delivered me from that. So you have to make sure the devil don't steal any word. My job is to cook the food and set the table. Your job is to come and dine. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5. The word of God says, before I formed you, while you are still in mama's belly, I knew you. The Bible also said, before you came out of your mama's womb, I sanctified you. Also, I ordain you a prophet, not just to a little village, not just to one town, but to nations. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for the word of God. Holy Spirit, anoint me to break it down, to explain it to your people. I pray for your people, those who are here, those who are live streaming, some hearing on radio, some watching on television. Let your word manifest. You've made it clear your word will not return void. Glorify yourself in this house. Thank God for all the mothers in the house. I pray for their strength. I pray for long life. I pray, oh God, that their labor will not be in vain. Let your glory fill this house. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled, The Ministry of a Womb Carrier. The ministry of someone who has a womb carrier. My brothers, my sisters, let me begin to inform you that one thing that is unique every woman is that they carry something called a womb. Am I right about it? Now, I am not living in la-la land, and so I'm aware of some of you out there trying to look like a woman, trying to change your whatever. But having gone to school like you, I have discovered that you can copy a lot of things about women. You can change your hairstyle. You can even grow some scalp in your head so you can have long hair. You can even work on your face to look like a woman. Do some nose job. Adjust your jawline and work on your cheek. Some people have even gotten so smart, they do surgery on their voice to sound more feminine. You can take some hormones to shape your body so you look like a woman. Some people even do an augmentation surgery so that your chest area looks like a woman. So, as a pastor, I went to school like all of you are. So I'm not ignorant of the world that we live in. Some of you have gone to the extreme of changing your genitals so you can become a woman. But the truth be told, one thing science have not been able to change. They have never been able to copy a womb into any animal or any human being. So when it comes to this thing called the womb, it's unique only to women. Now you see why I'm talking about womb carriers. So I want to encourage you today if you are a womb carrier. And I want to remind you what God expects of you. Why is that important? Anytime God does something in the natural, there's always a spiritual implication for it. If God gives you a leg to walk, that's in the natural, but it's a spiritual purpose for it. God never wastes anything. So in all you're getting, get understanding. I hope what this ministry offers to the world is a deeper knowledge of the Word of God. I go to places and people will stop me and let me know, thank you for explaining the Word of God, making it plain that people will understand. I stop by to suggest to you there are spiritual purposes for you having a womb in your body. And those purposes is what I read to your hearing this morning. The womb, ladies and gentlemen, is where life is formed. The womb also is a place where life is ordained. This is why the Bible says, while you are still in your belly, in your mama's belly. That's the womb. God say, there I formed you. That's where life is formed. He said, before you were born, while you are still in your mama's belly, I ordained you. That is why when it comes to this thing called nurturing, the primary responsibility of nurturing is given to women. Men, you can nurture, but you cannot nurture a child like a woman. If you study the Word of God, great men and women are affected and nurtured by women. The Bible is full of examples of that. For example, Moses was nurtured by Jochebed, a woman. Samuel was nurtured by Hannah, a woman. Even Jesus Christ. He was nurtured by a woman. So if you talk to any great men and women of this world, they will always trace their rising to their mama. Those of you who are mothers, you better pay attention. I'm only here for a season, you know. So that's why the Bible says, in all of thy getting, get understanding. Any great man, any great woman, if you talk to them long enough, they will trace their rising to their mama. For example, you don't have to believe me, you can do the research yourself. Abraham Lincoln, a great president in this country, says, all I have, all I've been, I owe it to my mama. President Barack Obama told us about Miss Ann Dunham, his mama. He said, my sense of fairness and my sense of hard work, I owe it all to my mama. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talks about Miss Alberta King. Dr. King said, what you see today is a reflection of my faith and my inspiration that I got from my mama. Well, some of you may be too young, you don't know these people. Miss Kamala Harris. She told us about Shamala Harris, her mama. She said, my mama raised me to have a sense of public purpose. I owe it to her. Miss Michelle Obama. She said, I am who I am today because of my mama. She actually brought Miss Robinson to the White House and publicly celebrated her. Condoleezza Rice, she said, all my success can be summarized in one word, mama. Tyler Perry talked to us about Miss Maxine Perry. She said, I am today standing before you because of the prayers of my mama. I'm trying to help you to understand the ministry of a person who carries a womb. Brother Billy Graham, probably the greatest evangelist in the world, talks about Miss Maro Graham. He said, the spirituality that you all see in me came from one person, my mama. Brother Joel Osteen, probably pastoring the biggest church in America today, he said, during the transition from his father to him becoming the pastor of the church, he said, one thing sustained him, the encouragement of his mama. The message is loud and clear. If you're a woman, you carry something called the womb. Nobody has got it but you. And God's purpose for giving you a womb is to birth life, ordain your children, and nurture them until they manifest. Trying to help you to. I don't have no religion to offer. You got to know who you are in Christ. The biggest problem in the world today is that people don't know who they are in Christ. In fact, what you have is so important. You as a woman, you can birth nations. The truth be told, whenever a woman showed up, something happened. Those of you who are pastoring, listening to me, you always ask me, what is the secret of church growth? I just told you. Get some women in your church. Freely I receive, you know. Freely I give. One woman showed up and bam, Moses was born. Another woman showed up, bam, Samuel was born. These are people that changed the whole world. Another woman showed up, bam, John Baptist was born. What will the world do today without all these great men and women? Many of us who are successful today, if we will tell you the truth, we owe our success to the sacrifice and prayers and declarations of our mama upon our lives. I can stop there and close my book. If you're a woman, I just told you what you should be doing. Praying for your children. Making sacrifices for your children. Making declarations on your children. The secret of any great success story in the world rests primarily on the covering of their mama. In Africa, I don't know if you all do here, we raise a lot of chickens, a lot of hen, and there's something we call the Ministry of Mother Hen. We have a bad bird called the hawks. And in Africa, hawks can see from the sky and hawks move very fast. They will scoop down and snap little chicks. But oh, watch out for mother hen. I use natural things to help you because there's too much religion in this neighborhood. My assignment is to go after that monster. The mother hen will cover her children. That's why I'm not impressed when you are out there shaking your booty. You got a ministry to cover your children so that no devil, any devil that will mess with your children, they will have to go through you. In case you miss it, I'm talking about the ministry of a woman, of a womb carrier. Are you all still here this morning? My brothers, my sisters, the challenge that we have as a nation, what happened when a woman is not aware of what she carries? What happens? You know you can have something that you don't know you got? Brother Derek, that happens to me, you know. I fool around and got a brand new Cadillac. Escalade. Don't hate. I'm just blessed. I mean, I'm just blessed. Amen. But I did not know how to use something called Master Cruise or whatever it's called. Super Cruise, I'm sorry. I got my pastor to help me out. Super Cruise. So I've been driving and praising God and holding on and fighting the steering wheel until Pastor Edison showed me and said, Negro, there's something. He's sitting there. I'm talking about your husband. Once I learned about this thing called Super Cruise, my life has never been the same again. I just sit back, let go of the steering wheel, and continue to do my work, walk on the phone, dictate things, and talk to God, and let the donkey drive. You know what I'm trying to say? Is that you can be a woman and God has given you something powerful and you don't know it. Sometimes people know what they got, but they don't know how to use it. Permit me to say to every woman in the house and those of you watching that all of us have to go through what science calls metamorphosis. You know, we learned that in school. A butterfly didn't just pop up. It started with an egg, and then there's larva, and then larva grows to pupa. And pupa grows to butterfly, the flies. The same thing with a woman. You need to know, my sisters in the Lord, and those of you men that are here to learn, because some of you have great women of God in your life, but you don't appreciate it. There are four stages of life that a woman go through. How many did I say? Praise the Lord. Just want to make sure you all are listening. Because many of you come, you like a show. I don't have shows. This is a world church. Amen. Not a show church. Amen. The first stage of a woman is being a girl. The power of a girl is in her body. You can literally see a young girl going through puberty and how God began to bless her with good body. Am I right about it? You know why you cannot say amen? Because you're scared. Ladies and gentlemen, but it's not enough for somebody to stay in that girly stage. You have to grow up. Are you still here? When you stay in a girl stage, that's why you're busy trying to show your body. Because that's all you got. And one of the tragedy of our generation is that some of you, you're in your 40s, your 50s, and you're still trying to be a girl. Oh, you know this pastor will preach the word. You're 70-year-old, and your skirt is way up here. The devil is alive. Sit down. And get some understanding of the word of God. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are God's properties. Amen. So we all need to grow up so that God can use us. God has his own agenda for creating a woman. So you can't stay with this. Looking good. And the truth be told, God has fixed that. You look good today, but that will wear out over time. So you have to move to the next stage of life. For a woman move from being a girl, where all you got is your body, now you become a lady. The power of a lady is no longer just in her body, but in her mind. That's why I say just having a good body won't work. You need a pastor that will tell the truth. And Lord knows we need some ladies in this generation. We need people who can sit down at the table and make things happen for a generation. Some of the reason why we're in a big mess today is because some of you don't appreciate the ministry of a lady. Some of you say, I won't vote for a lady for president. You are ignorant. Somebody needs to preach the word. A lady is somebody who has more than just body. She's got a bright mind. She can sit down at the table and make things happen for all of us. What are we going to do with a pastor like this? I'm free. Look at Esther.
Come on, sir.
Hey, Brother Beard is in the house. Good to see you, sir. Look at Esther. Esther was a beautiful girl. She had a beautiful body, but she had enough sense to go beyond just beauty. When they approach her and say, young girl, we're in a crisis. The whole nation is going down. All of the Jews will perish. Maybe for such a time like this, God has raised you up. See, she needed more than her body. She became a lady. She had wisdom. If you remember, Ladies and gentlemen, she came up with the plan. She had a strategy. Lord, no. Ladies, I beg you, please, don't dwell too much on the body. You got a machine that God wants to use that you can change Central Louisiana for the better. That young girl saved a whole generation. She arranged a banquet. By the way, talking theologically, did you know first you call for a fasting?
Yes, sir.
Her first step is not makeup, looking good. Her first step was to declare a fast. Went before God. Ain't nothing wrong to do makeup after you fasted. Amen. Somebody needs to preach this gospel. Nobody show up in front of a king and leave. The only time you can show up before a king, children, you got to be invited. But when you've been prayed up, when you've been fasting, now she didn't just go there ugly, she was dressed up. When she showed up, now you're looking at beauty, you're looking at wisdom, you're looking at power, you're looking at anointing. She was so effective that the king, not only did the king refuse to hurt her, the king said, ask me for anything up to half of my kingdom. Sisters, you have power. I'm trying to activate it. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to suggest to you is that there is a stage in a woman's life called lady. There are many examples in the Bible. I don't have the time to go through them. We have people like Ruth. She didn't meet Boaz by chance. It takes wisdom. It takes intelligence. Sometimes if you're not careful, if you just dwell on the body and you don't develop ladylike, a blessing will come by you and you will miss it. Miriam, God used her to protect little baby called Moses. That don't come by beauty. You got to be smart. You got to know what to do. When to move, how to strike. Maybe I need to do a women conference. Then there is a third stage in a woman's life called being a wife. Let me school you, let me help somebody. You're not a wife because you got married. I done messed up American law. Oh, glory be to God. You are a wife because somebody found you. This is what the book of Proverbs was saying. Proverbs 18:22, he said, a man that find a wife. Your certificate don't make your wife. You can have a $40,000 ring on your finger and not even be a wife material. Hey, don't turn me off. Who is a wife? Can't deal with this all day. A wife is someone, a woman who is submitted to God's ordinance. Let that soak in. A good example of that is what God said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 22. He said, wives. By the way, he didn't say women. He said, wives, submit unto your own husband. That's a whole sermon by itself. Ladies and gentlemen, it means you become a wife the day that you are submitted to God's ordinance. It's not the certificate. It's not the ring. It's not the white dress. It's not the ceremony. God bless America. You wake up. Mary was told by an angel what God's going to do in her life. Mary submitted to that. Long before she married Joseph, she was a wife. She said, be it unto me according to your word. That's a wife. Pastor, pray for me so I find a husband. No, you need to be a wife. First. And somebody will find you. The problem we have, ladies and gentlemen, we have a generation of rebellion. Everybody, well, nobody can tell me nothing. We're not submitted to God. We can read the Bible. Brother Hall, the Bible said the husband is the head of his own wife. You want me to read it to you in Swahili? But they will skip the page. We are American. Yeah, this is America. You are right. Now people shooting each other and acting crazy. Submission to God's ordinance is what makes you a wife. Not the ring in your finger. And of course, it's a first stage. I told you the first stage is being a girl. The second stage is what? Being a lady. The third stage is being a wife. And then we have this final stage, which is really my assignment. I've just been giving you introduction. That first stage, ladies and gentlemen, is when you become a mother. And who is a mother? A mother is just a woman whom God had opened her womb. A mother is just a woman who God had activated her womb. Let that soak in. One of the things about being a woman, when you become a mother, your affection moves from just your body, from just your mind, from just submission. Your affection moves to what came out of you. That's a $1 million statement. Ladies and gentlemen, that's when you become virtuous. You know how you ever been to Mother's Day program and they want to read a proverb, a virtuous woman? They have no clue. When God activated your womb and your love, your affection, your attention moves towards that which came out of your womb, the seed of your womb, it will make you virtuous. Now, in that stage, What do you do? I wish I have time to preach to you. I would have asked the question, where are these great women of God? Where are the women that can enter a palace and change a king's mind? Where are the women like Sarah? In the midst of trial, she received strength to conceive. We have women like Deborah, who literally led all of Israel into war and won. Don't let America or any nation dumb you down just to looking pretty. We are women like Mary, who dedicated her youth life to being a virgin. We are these women like Abigail, who literally used wisdom, used her mind, and prevented violence in the entire nation. We are people like Lydia, a trader, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. She was so rich, so blessed, she financed ministries. Come on, sir. Somebody needs to talk some serious stuff. Life is too short to be playing games. Amen. We are women like Rahab. She wasn't perfect. But in her imperfection, she was the one that hid all the spies. If you read the genealogy of Jesus Christ, your Savior came out of a background like that. I'm talking about some movers and shakers. What God has given you empowers you to do great and mighty things. So let me say this. What then is your duty? Number one, pray for your children. I wish I have time to tell you that when women pray, God listens. Oh, I wish I could say that again. When you pray as a woman, all of heaven listen to you. One lady, oh, I wish I had time. One lady, her name is Anna. True story in the Bible. She started praying since age 21 until she became age 84. Praying every day in the temple for the arrival of the Savior. You see, church folk, they don't teach you nothing. They will tell you Mary birthed Jesus. That is true, but that's half truth. Mary birthed Jesus in the natural and the physical. But Miss Anna birthed Jesus in the spirit. That's why when Jesus was born, they brought her before Anna. We are praying women. You can literally deliver Central Louisiana from all this mess we're going through. Don't wait on no man. We shall have time to tell you about men. Pray for your children. Raising children takes more than, we're going to put you in timeout. What timeout? Amen. You need supernatural power of Almighty God. So that when you lay hand on your children, whatever you say concerning them, that's what they're going to become. What timeout? What psychology? You better get a clue. You better point to that child. Child, you're going to live. You're not going to die. Not under my watch. You got to pray. Tell somebody I got it. Let me tell you a few more things that I want carrier is ordained to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you are also called upon to worship. Amen. I came to prophesy to some women this morning. By power of the Holy Ghost, nations will come out of you in the name of Jesus. I'm just showing you, giving you some clue how it's going to happen. Become a true worshiper. The Bible says, God is I am. He introduced himself. I am who I am. You know what that means? He don't need nobody. He don't need nothing. God is God all by himself. But then when you begin to study the word of God, you get to John chapter 4, verse 23. The Bible says something very mysterious, profound. The Bible says God is looking for true worshipers. That's your window, dear mothers. He's God. He don't need nobody. He don't need nothing. But he said he's looking for a worshiper. True worshiper. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say true worship, I'm not talking about singing. I love my choir. I'm crazy about them. Singing is not worship. In fact, if you read the word of God, the first time worship was mentioned in Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, there was no mention of any music. No guitar, no choir, nobody was there. So we kind of got lost somewhere along the way. So no, it's not about singing. Worship is really adoration for Almighty God. Let me give you a quick example of that. In heaven, the Bible talks about the 24 elders. Guess what they do every day? They are casting down their crown. Worship is when you learn to adore God. If you sing good, but there's no adoration in your heart, you're just making noise. You can worship without singing. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Glory be to God. Sisters, if you will learn to adore God, you see, worshipers will never get stuck in the elevator of life. Don't worry about what all these churches, all these religions are doing. Learn to be a worshiper. Your worship will drive out every demon in your house. You want to know what worship is? You remember Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane? When he said, not my will, but thy will be done. That's worship. There ain't no guitar there. There are no choir, no solo. That's right, Pastor. He was completely submitted to God. That's worship. From your heart, wake up every morning. Adore God. Submit to him. Please permit me to mention a few more things that I believe you need to do as a mother, and that is be a soul winner. I'm trying to give you some clue on how to win. The truth be told, the first preacher of the gospel was a woman. Her name is Mary Magdalene. Remember when she went to the tomb and the stone was rolled away? Have you ever asked the question, where were the boys? The disciples, they were locked up in the upper room. When I say locked up, the Negroes were hiding. Somebody just need to break it down in plain English. Mary Magdalene was the first to see Jesus. Even when they told her, no, get out of here, she demanded to see a master. She refused to leave. I'm talking about the power of a praying woman. She thought she was talking to the gardener. She didn't know she was talking to Jesus himself. Eventually, Jesus showed himself. And she cried out, Rabboni, my Lord. She was the one who preached the gospel. She went and preached the gospel to the disciples before the disciples preached the gospel to the whole nation. She was the first evangelist, not a man. First, she evangelized those apostles before the apostles go and evangelize the world. It was Mary Magdalene who preached to Peter. It was Mary Magdalene who preached to John. They were hiding. Ladies and gentlemen, it was upon the strength of her words that the other disciples went to the tomb. And I wish I have time to paint the real picture to you, because the Bible says even when they got to the tomb, the men, they saw the door of the tomb open, but the men never went in. That's why I say I don't want to talk about men. Some of you may walk out of your mind. They never went in. They stayed outside. It was a woman who went inside. You really want to grow your church, pastors? You better learn from this. Get some godly women in your church. Your church will blossom. Ladies and gentlemen, she preached the gospel. Amen, somebody. Amen. Let me mention this right quick. Soul winner. The first person to take a whole city was a woman. Remember when Jesus met that woman by the well? No pastor have to call her. This is step one, step two.
Come on, sir.
This is what you need to do on Monday, on Thursday. Once she got converted, she ran. I'm talking about the anointing upon a woman. She ran into the city. Come see a man. Long before Philip preached to the whole city of Samaria, a woman had taken a whole city. Long before Paul, Apostle Paul, winning Ephesus and Corinth, it was a woman. It was a carrier of a womb. And God wants to use you also. Sisters, a lot of these meetings that's going on, Thank God for the meetings. But when you make up your mind to be used by God, you single-handedly, you can change your whole city. Let me say this and I'll shut up. Because all I've been trying to tell you is to wake up a sleeping giant. God made man, Brother Robert. And when he made everything, he said it was good. Everything God made was good. But one day he showed up. He looked at the Negro. He said, this Negro need help.
Amen.
Now you see, I've been trying to, behind you, I've been trying to preach to him. A man can do it. God himself say he needs help. The problem with many of you, sister, you try to be what you're not called to do. Oh, what a flow of blessing when you finally discover your purpose. Ain't nothing wrong being a help. Stop trying to be the boss. Stop trying to be masculine. Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. What's wrong with being a help, sister? Even the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came, you know what his name is? A helper. What an honor to have the same assignment like the Holy Spirit. Enjoy being a woman. Enjoy. Graduate from being a girl. Become a lady. Believe God that you become a wife. Allow God to open up your womb and activate your womb. Children are blessings from God. They are arrows in the hand of mighty people. They will stand at the gate to deal with every one of your enemies. You know what I'm trying to say? I gotta stop. It's very simple. You're very important in God's agenda. Take your calling very seriously.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.